Dear parishioners and welcome visitors, happy Divine Mercy Sunday. We're at the close of what's called the Octave of Easter, the 8 days in which we very intensely, very intentionally celebrate the great resurrection event that changed our lives, changed the world. So happy Divine Mercy Sunday. At the end of this octave, the readings are very important for this Sunday because it shows us what the church, the people who had experienced the power of the resurrection, the extraordinary gift of love on the cross, what they then did. So it shows us the proper response of the people of God to that thing that we believe and profess, that Jesus climbed up a cross to save our souls, went into a tomb and conquered death and rose glorious and began an extraordinary mission. A mission of what? Of mercy. So what did the early church do? She gave generously. She poured out all she had into extending his mercy, receiving it, extending it, receiving it, returning to the font and giving it. And we saw that in the gospel. John chapter 20. If anyone was wondering, this crazy practice of going in the box in the corner, talking to some guy, airing out my dirty laundry, what we call confession. Church didn't make it up. They just listened to Jesus when he appeared. And one of the first things he does after the resurrection in order to extend and invite people to be missionaries of his mercy is he breathed on them the Holy Spirit and said, the sins you forgive are forgiven. The sins you retain are retained. And they went, oh, what? Yeah, you. I need you, apostle, to go out there and tell people their sins are forgiven so they can experience me. Jesus said, when I'm gone, physically, but not really gone. And that's what they started doing. Extending generously his mercy, returning into receiving it, extending it generously. John chapter 20. That's why we do this. And you come here to receive his mercy and then to extend it to your wife and kids and to your co-workers. And that has to happen. It's the early church. If we have any sense of what that cross means and the resurrection, it's an extension and extending his mercy in the early church. Wouldn't want to do anything but. And that's what they did. Cost their lives. The other thing that the early church did, after having received so tremendously from God's goodness, you heard it in the first reading of the Acts. They all came together and they said, that's really good news. I want to be a part of that. This Jesus guy who raised the dead, healed, and above all, forgave sins and opened up the gates of heaven for me, I want to serve him. They sold their possessions. They laid it at the apostles' feet and said, what can we do for you? They were people on a mission saying, I want others to know about this because it's extraordinary. So the Easter event must give rise to our generosity in mercy and our generosity in building up the mission of the church. Practically, generously giving mercy is our commission, and generously giving to sustain and help one another is our commission. Two success stories for you, in both regards, true stories. The first one is this. After 29 years of marriage, Joe and Jeannie had been married 29 years. The year was 1995. Joe was a bear of a man. Terribly controlling, and Jeannie, after 29 years, just couldn't muster it anymore. And she did the only thing she knew to do. She left him. Said, I can't handle you anymore. Jeannie left, broke his heart. He then realized how much he loved her. He then realized how sad he was about the way he had treated her. And then he began to beg. And in a moment of desperation, darkness for him, he ran to the local Catholic church and he came across an image he had never seen before. It was 1995. He had never seen this image before, but it drew him. He hit his knees, he read the words that were on the image, and he said, Jesus, I trust in you. And then he prayed, Jesus, I trust in you. And then he wept, Jesus, I trust in you. And for the first time in his life, he surrendered his control. He surrendered his sin, his weakness, to the feet of the Savior, at the feet of the And then he heard a voice. Good Joel, now you understand. There's someone in charge here, and it ain't you. Give it all to me. And then Joel cried out, send my wife back, please, as he wept. And by no small miracle, after 29 years of misery, within a month, Jeannie came back because Jesus had reached her and he said, what have I done for you? She said, you've done everything for me. She said, now go and do likewise. Extend my mercy, even to him, even to him. That couple is going to soon celebrate 60 years of marriage. The second half, much better than the first. The image before which Joe knelt, it's the divine mercy image, you know it. It's over there. It's in the confessional. That image was new to the church in 1995. In fact, it had only arrived a few weeks before Joe hit his knees in desperation and prayed for the first time. The donor of that gift to the church was Jeannie, his wife. Little did she know that that image would change their lives forever, would soften the hardened heart of her husband. They received, and then they gave, and now they're doing great. That's a success story in modern day of what Jesus' mercy is supposed to look like for us. A terrible marriage, saved. And who gets the glory? The big guy. Miracle. For humans to do that, miracle. And we thank Jesus for that and for his mercy. So commission number one, keep receiving his mercy and keep giving it generously. It's hard, but we got to give it or the kingdom will not grow. And the enemy hates mercy, so let's be generous in giving it. The second thing, success story. The apostolic times, the people were good and generous. I want to tell you about a really wonderful place and some really wonderful people. Have done extraordinary things just within the last 5 years. These people, so understanding what God has done for us, for them, have gone out and built a rectory, a place to welcome people. They went out and renovated an office so that all those coming to the church, Catholic or not, would have a wonderful experience and hopefully be warmly embraced. They knew the roofs were leaking, and so they fixed roofs, many of them. They found out their foundation was leaking, and they fixed that too. After 75 years. And they recently built wonderful bathrooms. Family-friendly bathrooms. Do you know who I'm talking about? The success story of generosity is you, cathedral parishioners and friends of the cathedral. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if you know all this. Bear with me a moment. This has to be said. Within the last 5 years, you've done that. And you put ice and snow melt out in the front for safety. And we're going to keep improving that and learning that system. You've secured and sealed all your doors, electronic security. So if a door is ajar, we get an alarm after hours. Everything's sealed to keep the warm in the winter and the cold in the summer. Save a little energy. We have video surveillance everywhere now because we've had some visitors in the middle of Mass. And we want to make sure everyone's safe and that our property, our facility is well taken care of. In here, a failing sound system was replaced and we continue to tweak that. New lights will be going in soon to save us energy and money. The choir loft was cleared and repaired and is going to be used more and more. The sanctuary got a little update and there's another one planned. I'll keep you posted. These kneelers were replaced. Do you remember the old? You've repressed that memory. Little things, I know. This is what you've done. You beautified your adoration chapel so that while you're sitting in front of beauty himself, you can be drawn up by the gold just a glimmer of Jesus himself being adored. That's just bricks and mortar. You've also done this. You've said, we like these donuts. Give us donuts. Not for my waistline. For the community that gets built so we can stop out there, not run out of here, and hang out with one another. Get to know one another and invite the people who may not be used to being here into a space and say, nice to meet you. Give me coffee and donuts or a reception after Easter. Because dang it, it's worth celebrating. That is worth celebrating with champagne or apple juice. You started caring more and more for your youth by asking for and facilitating youth group for our middle school and high schoolers so that our kids have no excuse, and we've done everything that we can so that when they leave here, they continue to live out joyfully the encounter with Jesus that they've had and bring him to a hurting world. As we take care of our youth, men and women are gathering to support one another, to grow deeper in their life of faith. We've got outreach to Bismarck State College. Can't forget about them. Sending missionaries over there to try and work to bring them closer and to keep those who are close near the heart of Jesus. You established a Monsignor Garvin Scholarship Fund for Light of Christ Catholic Schools so that every family who wants to give their kids a good education through our wonderful school system will not be turned down, no matter what the difficulty. And we've given tens of thousands of dollars so that our kids can have a good education in our wonderful system that just keeps getting better. You established an emergency fund for the poor so that any poor person who walks through our office doors, and we have many, is going to be given some assistance, maybe a gas card, maybe a gift card to McDonald's, maybe a night stay for a mom with two kids who doesn't have a place to stay. We take care of them. We will not turn them away. We started a family meal on Wednesdays in conjunction with our faith formation so that families can come together and have a meal. I understand that's hard to do these days, harder than the 90s when I grew up. So any family can come on Wednesday. We'll feed you. And then we'll form your kids. And we'll form you if you want it. And you liked it. And we want to continue it. We started Catechesis of the Good Shepherd so that your littles can have the best way, I think, of discovering Jesus and his truth, of discovering the Good Shepherd on their own. Not being crammed in, but beautifully discovering it. So that it will never leave them. And we offer that for all your littles. And we want to grow that. Last and not least, but to those who are just passing by, you took that beautiful white facade and let's put some sacred imagery up there so that all those atheists, non-Catholic, doesn't matter, who's driving by might go, oh, that's right. He did that for me. I want to know him. And you put a nativity scene out front so that those who are walking by might go, who's that baby? What's going on there? I want to know him. So that those who are out there don't have an excuse for not wondering, who is Jesus? And we're going to help them. Last and not least, you throw a heck of a nice block party in June, the first Saturday of June. Put it in your calendars. Why? To celebrate the good things, but not only that, so that we can invite all the neighbors, so that you can meet your neighbors and welcome them in, so that pew can be full in that one, and the part of that one, with the people who live right here and don't know it yet, but they're in love with Jesus, they just don't know it yet, because no one's told them or warmly welcomed them. That's why we're doing all this. You've done all this and more in just the last 5 years. I want to say thank you. Over $4 million in upkeep from deferred maintenance. Not the fun stuff, but you did it. You met the capital campaign goal of last year. You met the goal this year. This is why I'm doing this, to let you know thank you. We met our goal. We're able to pay for these projects. I want to thank you for all that you've given. That shows me that you understand the mission, that you understand that you've received abundantly. And so the command is this: extend mercy to one another, please. Please be generous in giving the mercy you have received, and please continue to be generous in supporting the work of the church here. It's yours, not mine, it's yours. And you do extraordinary things. Jesus does with your generosity. I'll close with this. Just a request. We're going to pause on the capital campaign for a while. We've got a couple things in mind. I'll let you know. Don't worry. But in order to maintain the things that we're doing, in order to offset inflation, which I'm feeling too, I know you are, so am I need to ask for a 10% increase in your annual giving. Just 10% in what you've given annually. So the $5,000 a year family, I need $500 more. That's it. It's 40 bucks a month. It's a couple coffees. A little boy, when leaving church one day, announced to father, he said, "One day, I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to give you a lot of money." Father says, "Wonderful. Why?" He says, "Because my dad says, we've never had a poorer preacher than you." Thanks for your generosity. Be good to one another today and always with mercy. And thanks for generously giving in so many ways to this parish and elsewhere. Happy Divine Mercy Sunday. God is truly good. Please stand.